Section 4, The Language of Deeds and Encumbrances. The transfer of real property involves the conveyance of an ownership document, referred to as a deed, from the grantor to the grantee. There are many types of deeds and also many types of restrictions which may exist on the property. This segment of the program will review those terms relating to deeds and encumbrances.
Covenant. An agreement or promise between two or more parties in which they pledge to perform or not perform specified acts on a property. Covenants are found in real estate documents such as leases, mortgages, and deeds. Covenant. Covenant running with the land. A covenant that becomes part of the property rights benefiting or binding successive owners of the property. Covenant running with the land. Deed restrictions. Provisions placed in deeds to control future uses of a property. Deed restrictions. Easement. A non-possessory property interest that one person has in land owned by another. It entitles the holder of the interest to limited use or enjoyment of the other's land. Easement. Easement appurtenant. An easement that runs with the land. Easement appurtenant. Easement by necessity. An easement created by a court of law in cases where justice and necessity dictate it, especially in a classic landlocked situation. Easement by necessity. Easement by prescription. A right acquired by an adverse user to use the land of another. Easement by prescription. Easement in gross. The limited right of one person to use another's land, as long as that right is granted only when it is for the benefit of land owned by the easement owner. Easement in gross. Implied easement. An easement created solely by the acts or conduct of the parties. For example, a person acquiring mineral rights on a property also acquires an implied easement to enter the property for the purpose of removing the minerals. Implied easement. Restrictive covenant. A private agreement usually contained in a deed or lease that restricts the use and occupancy of real property. Restrictive covenant.
The following definitions apply to the more common types of deeds used to grant ownership in property. Deed. A written instrument by which a property owner, as grantor, conveys and transfers to a grantee an ownership interest in real property. Deed. Bargain and sale deed. A deed that contains no real warranties against encumbrances. However, it does imply that the grantor holds title and possession of the property. Bargain and sale deed. Deed in trust. A form of deed through which real estate is conveyed to a trustee, usually to establish a land trust. Deed in trust. Gift deed. A deed in which the consideration is love and affection. A gift deed is valid unless made to defraud creditors. Gift deed. Limited warranty deed. A deed that contains warranties covering only the time period the grantor holds title. Limited warranty deed. Quitclaim deed. A deed of conveyance that operates as a release of whatever interest the grantor has in the property, sometimes called a release deed. Quitclaim deed. Sheriff's deed. Deed given by a court to effect the sale of property to satisfy a judgment. Sheriff's deed. Special warranty deed. A deed in which the grantor guarantees the title only against defects arising during the period of the grantor's ownership of the property. Special warranty deed. Trustee's deed. A deed executed by a trustee named in a will, agreement, or deed in trust, conveying land held in a trust. Trustee's deed. warranty deed, a deed in which the grantor fully warrants good, clear title to the premises. Warranty deed.
Real property may be used as collateral for a debt by placing a lien on the property. We'll now review some different types of liens. Lien, a charge or claim that one person has on the property of another as security for a debt or obligation. Lien. Equitable lien, a lien arising out of a written contract that shows an intention of the parties to use a particular piece of property as security for a debt or obligation. Equitable lien. General lien, the right of a creditor to have all the debtor's property sold to satisfy a debt. General lien. Involuntary lien, a lien created by the operation of law, such as a real property tax lien, judgment lien, or mechanics lien. Involuntary lien. Judgment lien, a purely statutory general lien on real and personal property belonging to a debtor. Judgment lien. Mechanics lien, a statutory lien created in favor of material men and mechanics in order to secure payment for materials supplied and services rendered in the improvement, repair, or maintenance of real property. Mechanics lien. Mortgage lien, a lien or charge on the property of a mortgager that secures the underlying debt obligation. The mortgage lien is a voluntary lien created by the property owner. Mortgage lien. Priority lien, certain liens, such as real estate taxes and special assessments, which generally take priority over other liens. Priority lien. Tax lien, a statutory lien imposed against real property for non-payment of taxes. Tax lien. Tax sale, the sale of real property by a governmental unit to satisfy unpaid real property tax liens. Tax sale. Voluntary alienation, the transfer of title to real property made by gift or sale. Voluntary alienation.
The following terms refer to conditions that apply either to specific circumstances or to particular types of property. Adverse possession. Acquiring title to real property by means of open, notorious, hostile, and continuous possession for a statutory period of time. Adverse possession. Dominant estate. Regarding an easement appurtenant, this is the estate that is said to benefit. Dominant estate. Encumbrance. Any claim, lien, charge, or liability attached to and binding on real property that may lessen its value or burden, obstruct, or impair its use. Encumbrances don't necessarily prevent transfer of title, however. Encumbrance. Landlocked. Real property that has no access to a public road or way. Landlocked. Littoral land. Land bordering stationary bodies of water, such as a sea, ocean, or lake. Littoral land. Party wall. A wall that is located on or at a boundary line between two adjoining parcels. It's intended to be used by the owners of both properties in the construction or maintenance of improvements on their respective lots. Party wall. Reliction. The gradual recession of water from the usual watermark, and therefore an increase of the land. Reliction. Riparian. Those rights and obligations incidental to ownership of land adjacent to or abutting flowing bodies of water, such as streams and rivers. The word riparian literally means riverbank. Riparian. Run with the land. a phrase describing rights or covenants that bind or benefit successive owners of a property. Run with the land.
The following are some of the common terms used when ownership of real estate is transferred. Acknowledgement. A formal declaration made before a duly authorized officer, usually a notary public, by a person who has signed a document. Acknowledgement. Ad valorem. This is a Latin term which means according to valuation and usually refers to a type of tax or assessment. Ad valorem. Equity. The interest or value remaining in property after payment of all liens or other charges. Equity. Grantee. The person who receives from the grantor a conveyance of real property. Grantee. Grantor. The person transferring title to or an interest in real property. Grantor. Habendum clause. That part of a deed beginning with the words to have and to hold, following the granting clause and reaffirming the extent of ownership that the grantor is transferring. Habendum clause. Involuntary alienation. The transfer of title to real property made without the owner's consent. Involuntary alienation. Servient estate. Land on which an easement or other right, such as a right of way, exists in favor of an adjacent property. Servient estate. Transfer tax. A tax imposed on the transfer or conveyance of realty or any realty interest by means of deed, lease, sublease assignment, contract for deed, or similar instrument. Transfer tax. Unrecorded deed. A deed that is valid between grantor and grantee and anyone with notice of the ownership of the property. Unrecorded deed.
You'll now have the opportunity to take a short quiz to test your knowledge of 10 terms taken from the group we've just studied in this section. After you hear the definition of the term, there'll be a short pause to allow you to recall the term. Then the correct term will be given. Number 1. The person who receives from the grantor a conveyance of real property. Grantee. Number 2. An agreement or promise between two or more parties in which they pledge to perform or not perform specified acts on a property. Covenant. Number 3. A non-possessory property interest that one person has in land owned by another, entitling the holder of the interest to limited use or enjoyment of the other's land. Easement. Number 4. A deed that contains warranties covering the time period the grantor holds title. Limited warranty deed. Number 5. A lien arising out of a written contract that shows an intention of the parties to use a particular piece of property as security for a debt or obligation. Equitable lien. Number 6. A statutory lien created in favor of material men and mechanics in order to secure payment for materials supplied and services rendered in the improvement, repair, or maintenance of real property. Mechanics lien. Number 7. A deed of conveyance that operates as a release of whatever interest the grantor has in the property, sometimes called a release deed. Quitclaim deed. Number 8. A deed in which the grantor fully warrants good clear title to the premises. Warranty deed. Number 9. The transfer of title to real property made by gift or sale. voluntary alienation. Number 10. Those rights and obligations that are incidental to ownership of land adjacent to or abutting flowing bodies of water, such as streams and rivers. Riparian.